Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. As I always say, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Coming at you is me, Andy Dorf. Holy cow, it's week 13 in the NFL. And let me tell you what, everybody. Week 13 told us some things about who are contenders, who are pretenders, who needs to get the heck off the football field, and maybe who needs to stay on the football field. What a crazy week, man. Unbelievable stuff. As we know, the Cincinnati Bengals are no longer winless. Yes, it took the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 to come to town for them to get a victory, but you know what? Week 13, they finally do get off the schneid and get that victory, the first victory of the season for the Cincinnati Bengals. Man, oh man, there were some great games and some crazy things that happened. Like every week in the Titans, holy cow, man, oh man, what a play in that game that turned things around for them. Congratulations to them, too, getting a nice victory in Indianapolis against the Colts. What happened to the Patriots, people? Maybe a little bit of smoke and mirrors with that record before they go to meet the Texans and the Texans show up and get a nice victory. Finally, Bill O'Brien gets a victory over his former coach, obviously Bill Belichick, under the tutelage of that guy. The Ravens, they showed up too, everybody. 49ers, everybody was talking about them and that great record that they have. Well, guess what? The Ravens are the same as them now. They're both 10-2, and so are the Patriots when I think about that. So the best record in the NFL is 10-2, and three teams have that record. So a lot to get into. As we know, it all got started on Thursday, as it was Thanksgiving weekend, week 13 in the NFL. I can't believe I'm saying it. We're almost thinking about playoff time, everybody. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, I'm just getting loosened up, getting warmed up here on Sports Overnight America. Like I said, week 13 of the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
For Cincinnati, Hewitt the H-back, Mixon at running back. It's a play action. Dalton to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Tyler Croft. His sixth career touchdown, but his first at home here in Cincinnati.
Backfield. Mixon. Mixon spinning.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Seeing ghosts.
No, I'm not seeing any ghosts, and I'll tell you what, Sam Darnold, you definitely were seeing ghosts because you went down to the Cincinnati Bengals 22-6, and that's their first win of the season. I can't wait to go off on the good and the bad, the ugly, the pretty, and everything that I always do here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Unbelievable, man. Week 13 did not disappoint once again. There were some amazing things that happened on the football field. Like I said, it all got started on Thursday with the Thanksgiving games. And I'm going to run through all the scores. Why the heck not? Bears do beat the Lions 24-20. If in case you missed these things, like I said, they did happen on Thursday. Bills, they did beat the Cowboys 26-15, and just more talk there in Dallas about what to do with Jason Garrett and the Dallas Cowboys moving forward. Saints beat the Falcons 26-18. But the puzzling thing with this football game was at the end of the game, where the Falcons just kept kicking onside kick after onside kick, and the Saints just couldn't do a thing to get the ball, giving them three. Two of them counted, but they literally converted three of them. So amazing and a little bit worrisome, troublesome if you're the Saints moving forward. Like I said, the Bengals do get off the schneid, get that first victory of the season, 22-6. Over the Jets, Jets, who are just god-awful in my humble opinion. Titans get the nice victory over the Colts, 31-17, and it was a blocked field goal attempt that really changed the tone of this game by the Titans. They get that one, they scoop it up, they run it back for a touchdown, and then once again, Tannehill, this guy has found something with the Titans, so can't wait to discuss that a little bit more. Dolphins beat the Eagles, and you know what, Eagles, you're pathetic too. I'm sorry, but Dolphins are pretty lousy. You go down to the Fish, 37-31, Eagles, you can still win out probably and get yourself in the playoff. That's what is really sad about your division. You and the Cowboys both stink, and one of you is going to wind up finding your way to the playoffs. Giants go down to the Packers, 31-13, and a lot of interceptions. Daniel Jones, the kid, struggled big time. I'll tell you what. Rough, really rough. And I believe it's the first time that the Giants have lost 8 straight games in something like 15 years. So we always think the grass is greener on the other side. When you want to bring in a youngster like Daniel Jones, maybe we're better off just keeping Eli Manning out on the field and letting this guy learn behind him for a season. Just a thought from the Dorf Man, just saying. Steelers, this is one of my favorite outcomes of the day. The Pittsburgh Steelers get a really, really, really nice victory over the Cleveland Browns. We all know what happened between these two teams a couple weeks back, and I don't want to relive it by any means, but I do want to say this. Delvin Hodges, probably not a lot of people know about this kid. Well, guess what? He got the start for the Steelers, got the job done. Mike Tomlin, I am absolutely just impressed out of my mind with what this guy is capable of doing. If he's not in the race for Coach of the Year, he absolutely should be. And I'm telling you what, he is in that race. But you look at the record and it's 7-5 and you're saying, well, there's other teams that are better than that, like the Ravens, for instance, like the 49ers. I get it. But the job that he's done with that personnel, are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Mike Tomlin, you're amazing. Dorfman thinks so, at least. You're amazing. Nice win for the Steelers, 20-13. And can we finally stop talking about the Browns and the postseason, for crying out loud? You know, it's crazy. I listen to Cleveland Brown fan. Dude, you're delusional, all right? You are absolutely freaking delusional. Your team stinks. Everything about your team stinks. You're not going to live up to the hype. Like I said, maybe this is the year before the year. I think we were saying that about you guys last year, though. Cleveland Browns, what a joke. Redskins beat the Panthers. And now this is somewhat significant because Dwayne Haskins is starting to look like a guy that might belong in the NFL. And Kyle Allen, after getting off to a great start, the Panthers are starting to struggle. So maybe you need to pump the brakes on pushing Cam Newton out the door. Just a thought, just from food for thought, once again, from the Dorf Man. Buccaneers are, you know what, they're terrible. But at the same time, they're relatively fun to watch because Jameis Winston has such great targets. Godwin and obviously they can make plays for this guy. Mike Evans, the other wide receiver, Peyton Barber running the ball for them. Look, at the end of the day, he's got a bevy of weapons to throw to. And you know what? Jameis Winston makes a lot of mistakes, but quite frankly, that didn't happen. And the Buccaneers wind up walking away with a victory over the Jaguars, 28-11. 49ers go down to the Ravens, 20-17. And a little bit of clock management issues in this one, maybe a little bit for the 49ers. Also, the Ravens just made more plays. The elusiveness of Lamar Jackson is just unreal. This guy is fun to watch. You want to talk about fun to watch? He might be the definition of fun to watch. He can rush for TDs. He can throw for TDs. He just makes plays all over the damn field. Rams just absolutely crush the Cardinals. And Cardinal fan was delusional a few weeks back, thinking that they'd figured this out. They found something in Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. And you know what? The Cardinals are coming around. You're joking. You're kidding yourselves. This team stinks, and it starts at the top. They need to make some major adjustments with what they're doing. Get some people in there that know what the heck they're doing with football decisions. For crying out loud, how in the world does Steve Keim still have a job? Honestly, how in the world does that dude have a job? I've got a great picture of that guy just looking so fed up. Can't wait to post it on my Dorfon Sports page on Facebook, where I get a ton of interaction with people. But I'll tell you what, the Cardinals are pathetic. And Cliff Kingsbury is looking to me like a deer in headlights. Really bad. There were some things that happened in week 13. Teams hit rock bottom, for crying out loud. Rock bottom was hit by the Cardinals. Rock bottom was hit by the Jets. Broncos win 23-20, by the way, over the Chargers. What happened to the Chargers? Another team talking about rock bottom, for crying out loud. Chiefs all over the Raiders. 40-9 is the final in that one. And you know what? The Raiders, look, here's the deal. When you go and lose to the Jets the way that you did a week ago, you're not recovering from that. Raider fan, kiss your playoff hopes goodbye. This team is donezo as far as the Dorfman's concerned, especially in the AFC, because there's a lot of good football teams, which, by the way, now the Steelers are that team that's holding the sixth spot in the wild card race for the AFC. And then the Sunday night game, the final there, Texans 28-22 over the New England Patriots, who are now 10-2 on the season. And the Texans might be for real, people. Like, seriously, it could be Baltimore playing the Texans. And don't forget about, like, the Chiefs. They're pretty darn good too. I think the Patriots might be the team on the outside looking in the AFC. We haven't been able to say that for a long time. No, I gotta take a break. I'm gonna do it. I'll be right back. It's the NFL Rewind, week 13 style. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end wing right, two wide near right. Tight end false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield, end zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Diamond set to the top. Empty wall as he gets it quickly to Montgomery, who gets to the corner and takes care of business.
Mariota's going to work out of the gun with Derrick Henry to his left. Mariota pumps that left leg, got the football, gives to Henry, big hole. 25-yard line, 20, cut left at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown Titans. 35 yards, Derrick Henry to the house, and this is a ball game.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, getting you through another NFL Rewind, week 13 in the books, man, here on Sports Overnight America. You can always follow me and interact with me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check out the fan page on Facebook. That is also Dorf on Sports. Great comments, great banter back and forth with sports fans all over the world. And you know what? Speaking of that, Derrick Henry, I believe now three straight games rushing over 100 yards for the Titans, and definitely having an impact and helping his ball club get much needed victories at this time in the season. 26 carries, 149 yards, one touchdown. Just a great win for them in Indianapolis. And Vinatieri is struggling. This guy used to be one of the best kickers in the game. If I'm not mistaken, 5 blocked kicks from this cat this year. It's too many, and especially in this case, it really changed the way that this ball game was going. Absolutely changed it. And Ryan Tannehill, this guy's a journeyman. This guy's been all over the joint. And at the end of the day, he's out there and he's balling. 17 to 22. It's not like huge numbers. 182 yards, 2 touchdowns. No interceptions, okay? To me, that's huge. It helps you win ball games when you don't make mistakes. And then you run the ball the way that they do with Derrick Henry. I think you have a formula for success to a certain degree. Jacoby Brissett, a little bit of a struggle for that cat. A lot of yards throwing, 319, a touchdown, but a couple interceptions. And those were costly, by the way. They were costly. And what's hurting them right now is the lack of a running game. Marlon Mack needs to be playing for those guys. And most teams would need that guy to be on the field. So when you look at what happened, I had a feeling that the Titans would pull that one off. I really did. Just because I think that they were coming into that game a little bit healthier. All right, so I'm going to kind of go through things the way that the Dorf Man does, give you my thoughts, give you my opinions. Definitely encourage you to get at me again on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always hit me up, by the way, too, 1-800-878-7529. Go to the fan page on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Throw your comments, follow us, like the page. All right, so I'm going to start with some of the good. Why not? Always like starting with some of the good. Here's what's kind of cool with – I'm just going to give you the standings of how things look right now and talk about what I think is positive from this. First and foremost, it's not all wrapped up in the AFC East. I think that that's good for football. Like a few weeks ago when the Patriots had a 2 or 3 game lead on the Bills, it felt like it was enormous. Patriots are 10-2. Bills are 9-3. They're right there. And to be quite honest with you, these two teams are playing way different. The Patriots can't find their offense to save their lives for right now. And I know they wind up scoring 22 points and it looks okay. But they had 6 points, 3 points, well into the third quarter of that game. So their offense is sputtering at best. Buffalo, it may not always be pretty for crying out loud, but I'll tell you what, Josh Allen finds a way to win. You cannot take that away from this kid at all. And I think that what we could see from the NFL this season is a little bit, and if you haven't noticed it, I'm going to point it out for you. It's a little bit of a changing of the guard situation. You know, the Philip Rivers of the world, the Drew Breeses of the world, the Tom Brady of the world, they're going to eventually go away, people. Yeah, it's going to happen. They can't be out there forever. So I think we're starting to see the next wave, the Lamar Jacksons, the Deshaun Watsons, the Josh Allens. We're starting to see that next wave of the future of the NFL. And maybe the Bills are a team that people should be buying stock in. And I don't literally mean buying stock in, but I mean buying stock in as far as what they could accomplish in this NFL season. We have just given it to the Patriots for so long. I don't like what I'm seeing from the New England Patriots. All right, let's move on to the AFC North. Baltimore is definitely the squad, okay? We all know that. But Pittsburgh is showing a fight, man. They're not going to win this division. I know that. But will they make the playoffs? And under the circumstances, remarkable job from Mike Tomlin. Remarkable job, man. It doesn't matter who this guy throws in the lineup. He's going to make something positive happen with anybody. For crying out loud, they're down to their third string quarterback. He finds a way to win. There's something to this guy, man. If you don't buy into Mike Tomlin, you're nuts. Guy's a great football coach. So is John Harbaugh, by the way. Knows exactly how to use Lamar Jackson's skill set. And that's what I want to touch upon. Because it's a little troublesome to me, a little bit. The fact that you want this guy to have the ball in his hands so much. Like, when he's running the ball, he is dynamic, he's electric. Scares me a little bit, though, because one shot and I don't know what will happen to Lamar Jackson. And then on the other hand, I feel like they don't trust some of the other guys enough to let them make plays, so they're always having Lamar Jackson make plays. If you can figure out a way to slow this guy down, it might be trouble. But their defense is legit. Both of those defenses are legit. Pittsburgh and the Ravens. All right, AFC South, this is fun. This is real fun. Texans have a little bit of an edge right now over the Titans, right? 8-4, 7-5. These two teams, if I'm not mistaken, are going to meet a couple of times here in the next few weeks. Those games will be enormous. Enormous games between the Titans and the Texans coming up. So a lot will be determined in the next couple few weeks. And don't sleep on Ryan Tannehill. And don't sleep on Deshaun Watson. Lots of good things between these two teams. And then the Colts, I think that really hurt them, losing to the Titans. They're now 6-6. So those two teams, Texans, Titans, those are the teams that I'm looking at to maybe be in the playoffs. Again, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's the Titans. Those are the two teams that are kind of battling right now because – obviously, the Bills are going to get in. The Bills are in. I'm going to give them the nod. They're in. So they're playing for one spot. The Raiders hurt themselves. Kansas City is obviously the team that's heads and tails the best in that division, but it's a weak division. The Chargers are awful. And that was a team that was really good last year. All right, real quickly, NFC East, Cowboys and Eagles. This is a joke of a division. I'm sorry, but potentially one of these teams is, well, they are, the one of these teams is definitely getting in, but they potentially could have a record under 500. That's sad. That's pathetic. It's unreal. Green Bay Packers 9-3 and leading their division. Them and the Minnesota Vikings are both really good. They are. They're just really good. The Bears are going to hang around, but they're not in this thing either. New Orleans is alone, okay? They're the only team in the AFC South, or I'm sorry, the NFC South, that's any good at all. Everybody else is under 500, which is crazy because I thought that this was going to be a much better division altogether, but it's not. It just isn't. And then you look at the NFC West with the San Francisco 49ers and the Seahawks. This is going to be a battle all the way down to the end. And I think what happened with the San Francisco 49ers losing is it brought the home field race in the NFC much more into play for a few different teams. So I love it. Anyways, I know I got to take a pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. I'll keep rapping about the NFL on Sports Overnight America, especially since it's Rewind, NFL Rewind, Week 13. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be back, everybody.
Sets up a 3rd and 5. Lamar Jackson, pocket collapsing. He's going to dart. He's going to run. Inside the 5. Jackson into the touchdown. Oh, kind of quicks by Lamar Jackson. And that time, I don't care if you're running for a college of defense or a Hall of Fame defense, nobody was going to bring that kid down.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears, and for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day, baby! Good kind of party, baby.
Third and five for the Rams at the 14 of the Falcons. In the gun, flanked by Gurley. Three wide, shotgun snap. Back to Pascoff. Cox is right on. Throws a line drive into the end zone. Over the shoulder. Clutch catch. Touchdown. Corner of the end zone. The rookie, Cooper Kupp, pulls it in. Looking into the lights. 14-yard perfectly thrown. Touchdown pass by Jared Goff.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here talking NFL football. As we know, it's the NFL Rewind, week 13 in the books here on Sports Overnight America. So glad I get to come to you each and every Sunday night or Monday morning, whatever it is for you, like I said, as I always do. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. No clue what time it is. No clue what it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind for me. And speaking of that, what a nightmare day for the Arizona Cardinals. When you thought you were turning a corner, y'all just got the door slammed in your face, man. Kyler Murray looked pathetic. 19 of 34, 163 yards, an interception, six sacks on the day, running for his life. Just a terrible, terrible performance from the Arizona Cardinals. What the hell happened to David Johnson? Speaking of ghosts, for crying out loud, that guy's a ghost. Guy that wasn't a ghost, and he's kind of been a ghost all year, Jared Goff. Big day for that dude. Big day for that dude. Kind of funny because I just got rid of him on my fantasy football team. And then, bam, he throws up 424 yards and a couple touchdowns. But the good news was, is instead of having him, I still got Aaron Rodgers. And I do have Jameis Winston, who puts up good fantasy football numbers. But what a performance from Jared Goff. What an awful performance from the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, I gotta get some of these things off my chest. Week 13 told us so much, man. It told us how pathetic some of these teams are in the NFL. And I'm not even kidding, man. You have a league that is set up in such a way where all these guys make a lot of money, including the losers, like the Cincinnati Bengals, like the Arizona Cardinals, like the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, I get it. They're losing football games, but they're making a boatload of money, man. So I really question sometimes, what the hell is the incentive for a lot of these teams that suck week in, week out, year in, year out? What's their incentive to be any damn good? Because they're making so much money anyway. Whether they're good or not, they make money. Their ball players make money. Their franchises make money. I guess what I'm really trying to say is, where the hell are people's pride, man? You're all professional athletes. You can't tell me that there's such a difference from one way of things being done to the next. Like, there's no reason that the Cincinnati Bengals should be nine games worse in the win column than the Baltimore Ravens. There's something wrong, man. There's something wrong from the top to the bottom there. There's something wrong from the top to the bottom with many teams in the NFL. I'm going to go through this, man. Think about it. The Jets, they're a joke. The Dolphins, they're a joke. The Browns, hype. Are you kidding me? You're a joke. The Bengals, it's a waste of my time to even talk about you. The Jaguars, look, here's the deal with the Jaguars. I'll give them a free pass on the year. Nick Foles got hurt early, and it just was a disaster. The Denver Broncos, you're a joke. Like, John Elway took over that mess, and it's gotten worse. Translation here is, sometimes great players don't make great executives. Chargers? I don't get it. I don't get it. It's funny because Scott was saying to me, they should pack their bags and get the hell back to San Diego. Maybe you're right. The change of scenery that you got, Charger, it was bad. It didn't charge you at all. And what the hell was Melvin Gordon doing during the beginning of this year? So they're a joke. And they were a good football team a year ago. The whole NFC East is a joke, for crying out loud. There's one team that's 500, and the Dallas Cowboys. If you hear my tone, I sound disgusted, don't I? Because I am. I'm disgusted and I'm appalled at the product that we're forced to watch week in and week out. It's freaking garbage, man. It's freaking garbage. The whole NFC East is garbage. Four games separate the Giants from the Cowboys. 2-10, 6-6. Like, the Giants aren't even out of it yet. And they absolutely stink. NFC North, a little different story. Packers, Vikings, Bears, all 500 or better. And then you have the Lions who, I like to think that they're actually a better team than their record would suggest. But at the same time, when you have to go to your third-string quarterback once again, you can't really expect much. So in a weird way, I'm giving them a free pass. All right, take a look at the NFC South. Another joke of a conference. I didn't think it was this bad. Now that I'm looking at it, I feel worse. One team over 500 in the NFC South, and that's the New Orleans Saints, my friends. The Buccaneers, none of these teams are finishing 500, for crying out loud. It's a joke. I guess that's what I'm really trying to tell you. It's a joke. The NFL is a joke. And I don't mean that in a – I mean it in the sense of there's not parity. There's definitely not parity, and this there's not a balance of power. It's the same teams over and over getting back to the playoffs. And then you have an occasional team that'll shock us and surprise us and make it. NFC West, in a weird way, this might actually be the best division in all of football, with the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Rams all over 500, and literally with a legitimate shot to make the playoffs, I guess, to a certain degree. Well, they're for sure going to make the playoffs. I think the Rams are in when you look at it, because the Vikings or the Packers are going to be that team. One team from the NFC East is going to make it because they have to, because they're a division winner. And then you got two teams from the NFC North. You're going to have one team from the NFC South, and then you're going to have three teams from the NFC West. So in a weird way, the NFC West is going to wind up being the best division as far as how many teams make it to the playoffs. Because if you look at it right now, the Rams have a clear-cut advantage. They're in. They're in, man. Interesting. At least in my opinion. The NFL is a lot of garbage. A lot of garbage. It's too bad, too. It's really too bad. And I think that, again, from week 13, it has told me so many things. It's told me that there's a changing of the guard that's coming. I truly believe that I saw things from the Texans that exposed the New England Patriots. I truly believe that I saw things actually from the Baltimore Ravens that exposed them a little bit. Way too dependent upon Lamar Jackson. I think I saw some things from the Houston Texans that encourages me about what they could do in the playoffs. They've got a team that can make plays. D-Watt, D-Hop, when they're in sync, it's like poetry in motion. The Titans showed me something. They showed me that they're not going to quit. The Steelers, they've shown me something. They're not going to quit either. Mike Tomlin won't let those guys quit. No way. No way. The Chiefs showed me something in the sense of we know that they can put up points. We didn't know that they could play defense. And again, I know that they were playing the Raiders. And here's what I'm going to say about that. You play your schedule, people. And usually division matchups are tougher anyway. I don't care if it's the Bengals playing the Cleveland Browns. That game just could be better because they know each other. They're so familiar with each other. So I'm not going to take it away from them that the Raiders laid an egg against the Jets and it hung over with them and they're donezo. Raider fan, man. Love Raider fan. Raider fans delusional as they come. But I do think the Chiefs, they showed me a little something. I think the playoffs are going to be fun. A lot of fun. They're always fun, but I think in the sense of they're going to be fun this season because I truly believe we're going to see a changing of the guard. Somebody is going to make it out of the AFC that we didn't expect 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think everybody was, me included, I was thinking, wow, this New England Patriot defense is just so good, and it's just a matter of time before their offense does figure things out. It hasn't happened. So now I'm starting to question whether or not the Patriots will have enough to get through the AFC. And part of the reason there is because nobody has been able to find an answer for Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, who have now won 8 straight football games. That's pretty hard to do. But they're equally good at home as they are on the road, 5-1 in both places. They're probably the most balanced team. And even though they beat the 49ers, the 49ers are a hell of a football team too. I think conditions made that a little tough for them. I think that they didn't have all of their weapons. Breida didn't play, but with that being said, they got a hell of an effort from their running back. And they showed up. They played a good football game. Just didn't make enough plays to get over the hump. And then Baltimore was able to obviously kick that field goal as time expired. But week 13 showed me a lot of things, man. A lot of good, a lot of bad, and a lot of the NFL just being pretty lousy. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back and do what I always do, give you my parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, week 13 in the books right here on Sports Overnight America.
Showing A-gap pressure, and they come with it. Here come the Niners, and there goes Rodgers to the end zone.
Tyreek Hill awaiting the punt of Shane Leckler. Hill backing up, fielding it at the 18-yard line. Dodges to the right to the 20-yard line. Going to the 25, turns the corner at the 30, up the right sideline to the 40, to the 50-yard line, back to the 40, down the right sideline to the 30, pointing at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Tyreek Hill skating all the way down the right sideline. 82 yards for the score, and the Chiefs take a 38-20 lead.
This is Sports Overnight America.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind style, week 13 in the books. And just a real quick heads up for you, you can always catch the Dorf Man doing the Dorf on Sports radio show, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, each and every Sunday morning, right here on Sirius XM channel 211. And then obviously a bunch of different outlets. You can catch us in many different ways. We appreciate you listening to us. Obviously, I know you have choices, and I appreciate you choosing Dorf on Sports, or obviously hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America, which I always do Sunday nights for me, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do come to you from the Valley of the Sun. I do encourage you to shoot me a message on Twitter. Follow me there. It's Dorf on Sports. And then obviously check out that fan page as well on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. All right. Before I get out of here, I leave you with that parting shot like I always do. I do think that we are ready for a changing of the guard. I'm not saying that Tom Brady is going to go quietly, because I don't think he will, but I do think guys like Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson are chomping at the bit to take over. So just be ready for a changing of the guard potentially this season. All right, for Scott, I'm going to say peace. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I'm Andy Dorf. Thank you for hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind, Week 13, and Sports Overnight America.